It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as we get you set for this boys matchup tonight as we come to you live from Lauren Central School. It's a non-leaguer, and we've been looking forward to it for a long time. The Lawrence boys hosting the Cooperstown boys, and it's set to be a great one here tonight. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And I say that we are really looking forward to this game here tonight because it features some very, very good talent on the boys' side. Lawrence is a Section 4 Class D school. Cooperstown is just over the line in Section 3, and they're a Class C school. And the Cooperstown boys are ranked second in New York State this week in the Sports Writers poll for Class C. Lawrence is 14th in the Class D Sports Writers poll in New York State. So you have two state-ranked teams getting after it here tonight, and it should be a lot of fun. We've seen both these teams several times this year already on CDO, and they both bring a lot to the table. When you look at Cooperstown, this is one of our best local teams, and in my opinion, might be the best local boys team in the area. There's some super great talent in our area. Cooperstown boys, South Courtright boys, Lawrence boys, the list goes on, I think, from there. But these two teams are at the top of their respective leagues, and they are both very, very good. Of course, we saw Cooperstown earlier this year when we were up at their holiday tournament, and they took on Unitego and were able to beat Unitego and move on and defeat Cobleskill Richmondville in the championship game to win the Dick White Holiday Classic up in Cooperstown. And it was a lot of fun, and they probably have one of the best players in the area, junior number 23, Tyler Bertram, getting a lot of Division I college looks and just dedicates himself to being a great, great basketball player. And if you aren't in this gym tonight and you're somewhere in the area, folks, I'm serious, get in the car, drive here. You will not be disappointed because this is one of the best teams in the area, and he's one of the best players in the area, and you won't be disappointed if you make the drive over here to Lawrence tonight and watch. And of course, this was a Cooperstown team that went to the state tournament last year. They won Section 3 in Class C and moved on to take on Moravia in the regional round in a game that we were at, and Tyler Bertram dropped 55 points. They lost in double overtime to Moravia, who's a very good team that has knocked off Sydney in recent years in sectionals in Class C in Section 4. And it was just a great game. And I look at that team last year, and I don't think it's as good as the team that Cooperstown has this year. They're all a year older. They've all grown. They've all been through that experience. And they got another piece back in Christian Alexander, a 6'4" center down low who was away on a Rotary foreign exchange student trip. So you add him into the mix. You have Owen Kennedy, who's 6'8". You have, of course, Bertram. You have Jack Lambert, who's a sophomore, who's up and playing very well right now. You have Noah Lifgren, who's just a sophomore as well, who's about 6'2", 6'3", down low. So there's size, there's speed, there's skill, you name it, they have it. And you look at a guy like Riley Hall, who's going to go on and play college baseball next year. He's a senior. He's going to play Division II college baseball down south. But you're just loaded with athletes, even though maybe not all of them are dedicated basketball players. It's just nice at this level to have athletes, and Cooperstown certainly has that. And when you're led by a guy like Bertram, who is a pure basketball player and can shoot, he can slash, he can rebound, he can dish it off. I mean, he just set the school career record for assists. I think a lot of people might say, well, a guy who puts up 30 or 40 points tonight must be a ball hog, right? He must shoot too much. Well, he just sets a school record with 351 career assists, so he also likes to dish it off. And he's getting a lot of Division I looks, and I don't think a Division I school would look at you if you were just out there chucking up threes all day. So Cooperstown is going to be a tall task here for Lawrence to handle tonight, but if there's a team locally that you'd want to see a matchup against, Lawrence would be one of those teams. You have the double-headed monster of Mason Weir and Jarrett Benjamin, who are just phenomenal players. Of course, Jarrett Benjamin has already signed. He's a senior. He'll be playing at Hartwick College next year, so he's taking his talents to the next level at Division III. Mason Weir, I know, has still got some teams out there that are looking at him at the Division III level, and he's also a very talented player. So you add those two in there with a nice nucleus that has come on this year and done very well. They're undefeated in the Tri-Valley League. They're the odds-on favorite to win the Tri-Valley League. It's just they're a very good team. And I think that combo of Weir and Benjamin are going to have their hands full tonight, but they're certainly a team that could be here and can handle it. As I look across at the crowd here, I can see a couple college scouts in attendance tonight that are watching, and I'm sure they are going to have their eyes both on Cooperstown and on Lawrence because there's good players to pick from on both sides of the ball. So going to be a great matchup here tonight. Of course, our pregame show is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, Cork and the Crew on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Stop over and see them today. But is also brought to you tonight by another special sponsor we have that is always very helpful in allowing us to cover Cooperstown. That's Mel's at 22. And they are at 22 Chestnut Street in Cooperstown. Inspired American cuisine. A variety of soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, and more. They just have it all at Mel's at 22. So stop by and visit them today. They're a proud sponsor of Cooperstown basketball, and we appreciate them helping us out here on CDO to bring you this game tonight. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups, but we'll be back. Cooperstown and Lawrence boys tonight here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you have the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, as we get you set for Cooperstown and Lawrence here live tonight from Lawrence Central School. We'll go through the starting lineups first for the visiting Cooperstown boys and head coach Dave Bertram. They start with sophomore number 20, Jack Lambert, a senior number 22, Riley Hall, a junior number 23, Tyler Bertram, a senior number 31, Christian Alexander, and a junior, number 42, Owen Kennedy. On the other side for Lawrence and head coach Andy Carr, a sophomore, number 21, James Brooks, a senior, number 32, Chris Barker, a senior, number 33, Mason Weir, also a senior, number 42, Jarrett Benjamin, and also a senior, number 44, Josh Wyckoff. Of course, Weir and Benjamin, the leftovers from that team 2 years ago for Lawrence, which won the league. They won Section 4 Class D and moved on to the state tournament and had a narrow loss in the regional round to New York Mills. So they were a very, very good team, and they are here tonight. As I was just talking to Mason before the game, he said, boy, I can't believe it's my senior year. It's starting to wrap up, and it's just crazy. So we actually, before the game, gave Mason one of our Talbot Insurance Agency MVP shirts. If you follow us on Twitter or Instagram, it's also on WCDOsports.com. You can see that we post all the pictures with the kids with their MVP shirts. We choose an MVP each week. So we'll be posting that one of Mason later today. And that was a lot of fun. A lot of these kids put up some great numbers, and it's great for Talbot Insurance Agency to recognize them by handing out that great shirt. And the kids love the shirts. It's just been an absolute blast. So Lawrence is in their home white uniforms tonight with the red and the black trim. Says Lawrence in red lettering across the front of the uniform there. Cooperstown in the away black uniforms with the orange and the white trim. Says Cooperstown in orange lettering across the front of the uniform there. And we're set to go between two state-ranked teams. Of course, Cooperstown, number 2 in Class C. In this week's Sportswriters Poll, Lawrence, number 14 in Class D. In the boys' Sportswriters Poll there. Should be a good one here tonight. And again, Mills at 22. One of our sponsors located at 22 Chestnut Street in Cooperstown. Burgers, great salads, soups, entrees, you name it. Stop by and see them today. Mills at 22 at 22 Chestnut Street in downtown Cooperstown. And of course, Chambers and O'Hara, our pregame show host. Gork and the crew glad to support local sports. Lawrence will go right to left on your radio dial. Cooperstown left to right. Look at this. Jarrett Benjamin, about 6'5", 6'6", jumping it up with Owen Kennedy here, who's 6'8". The big boys are out tonight on CDO, and here we go. Cooperstown will win the opening tip going left to right, and we'll see what they come out in on defense. And it looks like Cooperstown is just going to try to go straight man-to-man here against Cooperstown. Very interesting. Bertram is going to take it right to the hole. A little floating jumper is off the mark. No good. And a rebound is pulled down here by Lawrence. And Bertram is going to be guarded by Nate Archibald, it looked like, on that first possession. Benjamin to the right side as Cooperstown also will sit in a man-to-man. Now here's Mason Weir, closely guarded by Bertram, and that's going to be a fun matchup. And to the left side for Benjamin. He's on the baseline in front of the Cooperstown bench. Comes back up for Weir on the left side as we're about 30 seconds in and we're scoreless between Lawrence and Cooperstown. Weir, a deep three, buries it from NBA range, and Mason Weir with a great three. I mean, Bertram was right in his face, maybe slacked off just a small step, but was able to put it up, and swish, it goes for Mason Weir. And boy, that's a great way to start the night there for Lawrence. Bertram back up the floor, crossing the big Lawrence L here at midcourt. And to the right side, Bertram for three, falling away, off the mark, no good. A rebound here by Weir, and Lawrence is coming out playing some inspired basketball. They'll leave one off for Nate Archibald on the right side. Archibald lost his dribble. We'll go to the far side, stolen away, though, by Riley Hall, and he'll take it to the bucket, lays it up and in. And Riley Hall, the first bucket of the night for Cooperstown, makes it 3-2, Lawrence on top. Looks like Cooperstown will come with a little full-court pressure here, just kind of a man-to-man, slacking off a little bit as it gets towards midcourt, and they'll get it over with James Brooks. Brooks will kick one back out for Weir on the right side. Weir with a dribble drive, now give it off here for Benjamin, ran right into the big 6'8". Owen Kennedy lost the ball, Bertram in transition, lays it up and in. Boy, he made that look easy, and Tyler Bertram, his first 2 points of the night, and Cooperstown leads 4-3 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Back to the right side of the floor here for Nate Archibald. He gets into the paint, slips, but gets it back out for Brooks. Brooks on a dribble drive, and the floater rims out. Hit the back of the rim, and a rebound for Cooperstown. And the track meet continues down the left side of the floor for Bertram. Zips it across the top of the defense here for Riley Hall. Hall now will leave it for Christian Alexander. A deep two there, left it short. Ball will roll out of bounds. And Lawrence will get it there. Last touched by Cooperstown as no one could track down that rebound. 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. And also online, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Right side of the floor here for Nate Archibald. Well, the bounce pass is stolen away, but then taken right back by Josh Wyckoff of Lawrence. Wyckoff finds Weir outside the three-point line. Back for Wyckoff. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound for Christian Alexander. And ahead now for Bertram as he crosses the half-court timeline. Settling in, Bertram, an NBA three. Hits the front of the rim, no good, and Benjamin will track down a rebound. Down the left side of the floor, Benjamin into the corner. We'll get it back now, and he wants to step out for three. This one off the front of the rim. Wyckoff pulls down the loose change, puts it up and in. And Josh Wyckoff gives Lawrence a 5-4 lead with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Bertram on the right side of the floor. Again, closely guarded here by Nate Archibald. Bertram waiting, looking for the offense as it runs through its progressions. Now finds Alexander, back up Jack Lambert, top of the key for three, off the mark, no good. Rebound here for Wyckoff of Lawrence, and a kick out for Mason Weir. Weir will run it down the floor on the left side. Can both these teams keep up this pace? It's frantic so far. Weir to the left side. Dribble drive, gets around Bertram, stops, will leave it off for Benjamin. Pull up jumper, partially blocked, and a rebound for Cooperstown, and Bertram will walk it back up the floor. Bertram with 2 points already, wants more, stops and pops for three again, left it short. Rebound is loose on the floor and scooped up by Lawrence, and the Leopards are doing what they need to do on the glass to stick in it. Here is Benjamin, gets down low in the paint, fall away jumper is off the mark, no good, and ripped down the rebound by Owen Kennedy. And an outlet pass here for Jack Lambert, and Cooperstown is looking to push this pace. Right side of the floor, Cooperstown going left to right, they're in the black uniforms with the orange and white trim. Here's Lambert. Finds Bertram on the far side, baseline drive up off the glass, gets it to go. And Bertram there with a little second effort gets his fourth point of the contest, and Cooperstown leads 6-5 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. And here is Brooks at midcourt, tries to dribble through a double team, and no, we're going to have a foul. Boy, I think Brooks may have double dribbled there, much to the dismay of the Cooperstown coaching staff here and Dave Bertram. But instead, they're going to get a foul with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. So I think they got bailed out there a little bit. That'll be our first foul of the contest. And that one will be on Riley Hall, his first, team's first. Still none on Lawrence so far. Jared Benjamin will inbound the ball directly in front of the Cooperstown bench with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. They'll get it in and find Nate Archibald, who finds Mason Weir to the right side of the floor. Weir looking to set up the offense. Cooperstown really extending this defense. Now they'll pass it down low for Wyckoff. Has his shot altered? And you can see these Lawrence big guys, when they're on the floor, they are normally the biggest guys on the floor. Not tonight. That belongs to Owen Kennedy, who's 6'8", as he knocks that one out of play. Lawrence will inbound underneath their own bucket, and they'll look to get it in, but it's tipped away there by Christian Alexander, who's also 6'4". And it was knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Lawrence. And head coach Andy Carr saying, you cannot float that pass up into the paint. They're just too big. So Lawrence, again, with James Brooks, will look to get the ball in. Brooks underneath the bucket will find Mason Weir, who steps in for a long two, but had a hand right in his face, and it was tipped away. And now the rebound for Cooperstown. Here's Jack Lambert in transition. Back out for Christian Alexander. Gets into the paint. Back out Bertram. Long three. Got it. Finally needed to get one to go, and he does, and Bertram has seven. And Cooperstown leads 9-5 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Lawrence trying to answer by pushing the pace here to the right side. Tipped out of there by Christian Alexander. Boy, he's good on that scrappy defense. He got his fingertips on that one and knocked it out of play. 2:55 to go in the first quarter, and it's 9-5. The Lawrence boys trailing Cooperstown here at home. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, wherever you might be listening out there in the world of the Internet. To the right side for Brooks. Little dribble drive. Bertram is all over him on defense. And now back out for Jared Benjamin, who's straight away about NBA three-point range. Tries to dribble drive, and the floater is off the mark and no good. Rebound here by Owen Kennedy, and an outlet pass ahead for Bertram. Bertram down the right side of the floor. Stops and pops and buries it for three. He's got 10, and a timeout for Lawrence. With 2:30 to go in the first quarter, it's Cooperstown 12, Lawrence 5. Bertram with 10 already. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 2.5 to go in the first quarter, and Cooperstown, the boys with a 12-5 lead here over Lawrence. in this game tonight here at LCS on WCDO. Lawrence back up the floor here with James Brooks. Brooks gets over the half-court timeline and finds Nate Archibald, but gets one back for Brooks on the right side of the floor. Brooks now for Mason Weir. Weir will pass one off and leave it here for Nate Archibald. Pull-up jumper for Archibald is good, and Lawrence is sticking top here. With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's 12-7. Cooperstown on top. Right side of the floor here for Lambert. Lambert finds Riley Hall, who gets to the high post. Now back out for Tyler Bertram, a straightaway three, NBA range, left it short. Noah Lifgren will rip down a rebound, gets it back out to Bertram, who glances up at the clock, and will reset the offense here for Cooperstown. Here's Riley Hall again at the top of the key, finds Christian Alexander, pump fakes, takes it to the bucket, just misses the right-handed layup. He was wide open but couldn't put it down. Lawrence with a rebound and back up the floor for Mason Weir. Weir crosses the timeline and now will leave one off for James Brooks on the far side. Cooperstown just playing stifling man-to-man defense. Tough to get open here for Lawrence. Weir to the far side, and we'll get a foul. And this one will be on Jack Lambert, who is closely guarding Mason Weir. Minute 22 to go in the first quarter. Cooperstown 12, and Lawrence 7. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. We'll have a lot more to tell you about this contest here tonight as we move along. Nice crowd here tonight at LCS. As you knew, if you're a watcher of the local schedule, that this would be one you'd want to circle, even if you aren't a fan of either team, just good local basketball to watch. Here's Weir on the left side, closely guarded by Riley Hall. Weir looking to back him down, turnaround little jumper is partially blocked, and they'll say there was a foul with a minute 13 to go in the first quarter. Cooperstown 12, Lawrence 7. No fouls on Lawrence so far. And the foul is going to be after the shot here. And so Christian Alexander will be whistled for the foul. Actually, the third foul on Cooperstown as a team, first on Christian Alexander. And so Nate Archibald under the bucket will inbound here for the Lawrence Leopards. Archibald will have to toss one up for Wyckoff, who skies up to grab that ball, leaves one off for Weir, takes it to the bucket, little Dr. J finger roll, hit the rim twice, no good. Rebound for Wyckoff, and he's fouled as he goes up. Boy, in the battle of the skyscrapers in there, Wyckoff somehow came down with that ball, put it back up, and he was fouled. This one will be on Noah Lifgren, team's fourth, his first. 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Still no fouls on Lawrence as a team so far. So a minute 5 to go in this first quarter. Cooperstown is going to go to the bench, and Teddy Trossett will check in at the next whistle. As Wyckoff, his first shot is off the mark and no good. And Cooperstown are playing solid defense, so Lawrence needs every point that they can get. So going to the bench will be Riley Hall as Teddy Trossett comes in. Second shot coming here for Wyckoff, trying to cut this back to a 4-point game. Wyckoff goes 0-for-2 at the line, and Lawrence leaves 2 points out there and couldn't convert. 1 minute to go, first quarter. It's Cooperstown 12, Lawrence 7. Here is Bertram on the right side of the floor for a long two, again off the front of the rim, and the iron unkind to him there, and Jared Benjamin with a big rebound for Lawrence, and they'll walk it back up the floor. 45 ticks to go in this first quarter. It's Cooperstown 12, Lawrence 7. Weir is going to fall in for a little jumper here. It's off the mark, and a rebound, and back up the floor for Cooperstown. They'll push one ahead for Jack Lambert. Nice pump fake, takes it to the bucket, and a little floater for Lambert, and that's his first bucket of the night, and it's 14-7. And now Lawrence is going to have to take a timeout. Nobody was really back to help Jared Benjamin get the ball in. With 27 seconds to go in this first quarter, we'll step away for 30 seconds. Cooperstown 14, Lawrence 7. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. CH Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. So Lawrence took a timeout there late in the first quarter, 27 seconds left in this first frame. Cooperstown boys leading Lawrence 14-7. And Cooperstown just seems to have all the answers so far, but Lawrence is hanging tough here. Mason Weir will inbound the ball, and looks like head coach for Lawrence here, Andy Carr, has gone to the bench, and he's subbed in Sean Kerrigan as well as Chris Barker after he was not pleased with some of that press break, so he called that timeout on Lawrence last possession. Chris Barker on the right side of the floor stops. Will pass one back up for Mason Weir with a little drive on the right side. Weir hanging in the lane. Gets that one to go. So Mason Weir with 5 points. 10 seconds to go in this first quarter. Cooperstown leads 14-9. Bertram at the top of the key. A nice move. Bertram into the paint. The little Dr. J finger roll won't go, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. It's Cooperstown 14, Lawrence 9. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and also WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Cooperstown boys leading Lawrence 14-9, two state-ranked teams, Cooperstown in Class C, Lawrence in Class D, doing battle here tonight. Glad to be along at Lawrence Central School. Here's Mason Weir, a team-high 5 points in the first quarter for Lawrence, and they're going to need more from him in the second if Lawrence wants to keep this a tight ball game. Right side of the floor, Lawrence gets a little pick there as they try to go down low for Jared Benjamin. No good. Stolen away here by Bertram. He's going to try to go coast to coast, lays it up and in, and Bertram has 12. Boy, he just turned on the afterburners there and went in for the layup, and Cooperstown leads 16-9 with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Mason Weir up the floor as Lawrence goes right to left. They're in the home white uniforms tonight with the red and the black trim. Here is Wyckoff, gets to the foul line. Bounce pass far side for Nate Archibald. Pull-up jumper off the mark. A rebound for Cooperstown. But last touched here by the Hawkeyes. That was Teddy Trossett who came down with it but stepped on the line. And so it'll stay with Lawrence. And Mason Weir will inbound underneath the bucket here for the Lawrence Leopards. Gets one in for Josh Wyckoff. Back out to the top of the key for Nate Archibald. Archibald finds Weir, who's closely guarded here by Tyler Bertram. Now here is Weir, passes far side for Jarrett Benjamin, who needs to get it going here for Lawrence. Back for Archibald, his pull-up jumper right side off the mark, and the basketball bounces into the hands of Tyler Bertram. He'll walk it back down the floor for Cooperstown. Good move again, takes it to the bucket, lays it up and in, and it's good. Bertram has 14, and he's going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. We had one of our listeners on WCDOsports.com. There's a little section where you can write in and tell us where you're listening for, and they said they were getting the calculator out tonight for Mr. Tyler Bertram to add up these points, and he's not disappointing so far. He's got 14, and he's looking to make it 15 here at the foul line. With 6:50 to go in the second quarter, Bertram's foul shot is good, and he has 15 points. And Cooperstown with a 10-point lead, 19-9. Far side for Mason Weir. Bounce pass back up for James Brooks. Far side for Archibald. He gets to the foul line. Reverses for Wyckoff. Wyckoff holding on to it. Picked up his dribble in a bad spot. Now leaves it off for Mason Weir. Pull up jumper. Got it. Weir has 7. And he was at the foul line and got it to go. That makes it Cooperstown 19, Lawrence 11 with 6.5 to go before the halftime break. Bertram over half court. A chest pass now for Lambert. Lambert finds Christian Alexander, and he travels. Boy, just maybe switched those feet a little bit too quick as he came and curled off that screen about the foul line at the top of the key. And he gets called for the travel. So Lawrence with some life here. They're going to get the ball back. They trail 19-11. Far side of the floor here for Mason Weir. Again, closely guarded by Tyler Bertram. They go down low for Wyckoff. Wyckoff gets it to go. Turnaround shot. He threw in a nice little pump fake to get around Owen Kennedy of Cooperstown. Lawrence has cut it back to a six-point game. Cooperstown 19, Lawrence 13. Here's Lambert. Gets into the paint. Spot up jumper. Good. Buries it. Jack Lambert with 4 points now. And Cooperstown leads 21-13 with 5:45 to go second quarter. Riley Hall is going to check back in at the next whistle. Weir will get one off here for Jared Benjamin. Takes it to the bucket, up and in for Lawrence. Had a nice little bounce step through the lane there. Was able to lay it up and in. And it's 21-15 with 5.5 to go before the halftime break. Cooperstown going left to right. Back down the left side of the floor here. And they'll kick it out for Teddy Trossett for three. That's off the mark, no good. Owen Kennedy with a rebound. Ball was lost there, but Alexander gets it back. Out for Lambert for three. Hits the right side of the rim, no good. Bertram skies for a rebound and a foul on Lawrence as Bertram brought that one down. 21-15, the score. Cooperstown on top, and Riley Hall is going to check back in for Teddy Trossett. This will be the first foul on Lawrence's Nate Archibald. His first, team's second. So here's the team foul situation. Cooperstown with four, Lawrence with two. Riley Hall will get it in, finds Tyler Bertram on the left side of the floor. Now he passes to the high post there for Christian Alexander, who puts it home. And Alexander, his first bucket of the night. It's 23-15 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Lawrence will get it in, and walking it back down the floor here is Mason Weir, who finds Josh Wyckoff. Wyckoff to the left side for Nate Archibald, and now back up for Mason Weir, who's up near half court with 20 on the shot clock. Weir with a good little move to get down into the corner for James Brooks. Brooks back for Weir at the right low block, turned around, fade away, got it. Mason Weir with 9 points. That's a team high for Lawrence with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 23-17. Here is Bertram, takes it to the bucket, lays it up and in, and Bertram has got 17. And Lawrence trails 25-17 here with 4:20 to go before the halftime break. Weir again will walk it up the floor for the Lawrence Leopards. To the far side for James Brooks. Left side for three. Got it to go, but did he travel? Yes, he did. 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Lawrence not happy with the call. Tough to see from the angle I'm at, but he is able to shuffle his feet there. Maybe took that extra step. He did hit the three, but it's null and void as he traveled before the shot. Cooperstown back up the floor on the left side. Christian Alexander finds Bertram, gets it down low, off the glass, took some body there, and can't get the layup to go and doesn't get a foul. Weir in transition, going through, tries to lay it up and in, couldn't do it. Rebound for Cooperstown. Here comes Bertram back down the floor. Bertram to the bucket. This one is good. And Bertram has 19. And Cooperstown leads 27-17 with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. And Bertram looks like he got shot out of a cannon on that last possession. Just took off down the floor. Here's Brooks for three for Lawrence. Straight away, dies on the front rim, and he couldn't get it to go. Back up the floor here for Tyler Bertram of Cooperstown. Off the Lawrence miss with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor for Riley Hall, and now finds Christian Alexander at the top of the key. Now for Jack Lambert, closely guarded here by Mason Weir. There's Bertram right side. This three-pointer is off and will sail out of bounds with 3:13 to go before the halftime break. Cooperstown goes to the bench, and they will bring in Noah Lifgren as well as Noah Hickox. And Riley Hall will get a break as well as Owen Kennedy. Cooperstown boys leading Lawrence here in this non-league game on the road, 27-17. Tyler Bertram with 19 points for Cooperstown to lead them. Mason Weir with 9 for Lawrence on the other side. Left side of the floor for James Brooks. As Lawrence goes right to left on your radio dial, they're going to throw the ball away here, and Cooperstown will scoop up the loose change. Left side of the floor for Bertram. Bertram stops, gets into the lane. One-handed pass for Lambert on the far side for three. Oh, halfway down before it popped free. And a rebound for Lawrence. Back up with Mason Weir. Crosses the half-court timeline. Weir taking it himself. Goes to Sean Kerrigan. Now they'll kick it out as he was in bad position. Stolen away, though, by Cooperstown. And here is a breakaway there for Christian Alexander. And he missed the layup. And back up the floor as Lauren scoops it up with 2:25 to go in the second quarter. I think Alexander was thinking about, do I dunk that or maybe do I just lay it up and in, and he missed it. Lauren's back the other way. They'll go down low for Sean Kerrigan, and he puts it home. And it's 27-19 with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. So Lawrence capitalizes on that miss there by Christian Alexander in Cooperstown. Tyler Bertram on the left side of the floor. Little dribble drive. Gets down low on the baseline. Bounce pass for Noah Lifgren up and good. I don't even know how Bertram got that through traffic. There was a wall of about two guys in front of him, and all of a sudden the bounce pass ended up in Noah Lifgren's hand. Cooperstown leads 29-19 with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Top of the key for Weir. Mason Weir got it. Downtown for Weir. He's got 12, and he's starting to heat up. It's 29-22 with a minute 35 in the second quarter. Here is Lambert. Kicks one out for Christian Alexander. Alexander holding on to it, and now we'll leave it off here for Tyler Bertram as we hit a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. And Lawrence trying to hang tough here with Cooperstown. Bertram at the top of the key, lost it, had his pocket picked by Nate Archibald, who goes down the floor and misses the right-handed layup. Ball is loose, but we're going to have a foul on Cooperstown, I think, with a minute 13 to go in the second quarter. Boy, that was a great job by Nate Archibald. He stole it from Bertram, went down and just missed the layup. Bertram was in hot pursuit, but just couldn't get it to go. The foul is going to be on Lawrence, on James Brooks, who came in trying to hustle for the rebound. That's his second and the team's third. So Bertram takes a deep breath and will walk it up the floor here with a minute 5 to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown leading 29-22. Right side of the floor here for Bertram. Pull up for Christian Alexander as he passed it off. Couldn't get it to go. And Lawrence is going to have a good chance here to maybe cut into this lead with under a minute to go in the second quarter as they go right to left. And here is Nate Archibald. Bounce pass for Brooks. Brooks shielding it off from his man. Brooks gets into the paint, throws up a jumper, and he's fouled and couldn't get it to go. With 43 seconds to go in the second quarter. And so Brooks is going to go to the line, and we'll see who this foul is on for Cooperstown. They're fifth as a team, and this one will be on Noah Hecox. So James Brooks to the line looking for his first points of the night for Lawrence, and these could be big late in the half. So Brooks' first shot is up and rattles out. Hit the front of the rim and then bounced off to the right. Second shot coming. Boy, Lawrence has left some points at the foul line here in this first half. You think about that miss by Wyckoff, who missed two. This first one by Brooks. Let's see what he gets here. Second shot. This one hits the back of the rim and is no good. And a rebound tracked down by Cooperstown. So there's at least 4 points that Lawrence has left on the board right there. 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Up the left side of the floor for Bertram. Bertram finds Jack Lambert, had his pocket picked, and here comes Jared Benjamin. Leaves one off for Brooks, a deep three on the right side, it won't go. Rebound for Cooperstown, and Bertram now will have it after the Noah Lifgren rebound. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Bertram down the right side of the floor, stops. We'll start the offense now with 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown leading 29-22. Bertram to the right side of the floor. Dumps one off here for Christian Alexander. Ball loose on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball with 2 seconds left, and the ball will stay with Cooperstown. Bertram left it right off for Alexander, and he just couldn't finish in close. 29-22 the score. Cooperstown boys on top. Noah Hecox will inbound the ball here for the Hawkeyes underneath the basket, and we'll see if it's going to go to Bertram perhaps for a corner three on that left side. They're quickly just mopping up some sweat that was on the floor from where everybody was diving for that loose ball to tie it up. So 2.7 seconds left before our halftime break. Let's see what Cooperstown draws up here. Oh, they're going to try to go inside for Bertram, and he was open, but the pass wasn't there. It rolls out of bounds and goes back to Lawrence. So let's see what the Leopards can do here with 2.7. Cooperstown is going to try to bring some full-court pressure. Let's see if Weir can get a shot off. He will from mid-court. Weir gets it to go. Nails a half-court shot at the buzzer. Weir has 15, and our halftime score is 29-25. Weir curled off of a pick, got it at half-court, and threw one up from right at the line and gets it to go. Huge shot there by Weir. Lawrence was down by 10, and they cut it to 4 at the break. Boy, oh boy. We got a ball game, folks. Halftime score, Cooperstown 29, Lawrence 25. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. You can tune in anywhere thanks to Sydney Federal Credit Union on WCDOsports.com. Our halftime score, Cooperstown boys leading Lawrence 29-25, and that is a large part. Lawrence was down by 10. They started to cut into it, and Mason Weir nailed a half-court buzzer beater for Lawrence on that right side of the floor and got it to go down, and that cut it down to a four-point game. So Lawrence was able to stay strong. They used some of their big guys inside pretty well, and Mason Weir with 15 points did a great job. So let's go through our scoring summary here. But before we do that, we want to tell you that our halftime show is brought to you by the Marabito Energy Products Corporation. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. You can call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Mason Weir with 15 points. Josh Wyckoff with 4. Jarrett Benjamin, Nate Archibald, and Sean Kerrigan all with 2 for Lawrence. Not uncommon for Mason Weir to have a big first half like that where he's got 15 points, but Jarrett Benjamin only with 2. They're going to need some more production out of him. He's a guy that's usually in double figures by halftime. He did a great job on the boards, but they will need some more points from him in the second half. On the other side for Cooperstown, as we expected, 19 points for Tyler Bertram. Let's see, 4 points for Jack Lambert, 2 for Riley Hall, 2 for Christian Alexander, and 2 for Noah Lifgren. So Bertram obviously leading the way there with 19 points, but I'm really impressed every time I see this Cooperstown team this year. They just have a lot of different pieces that they can add to it. And Kennedy and Christian Alexander do such a great job down low. They're really versatile, very athletic, big guys. And it's fun to watch two teams that have athletic big guys go after it. And they're having a good battle on the boards here tonight. So certainly a lot of fun. And we'll have some out-of-town scores for you as well. I know a lot of people are hungry for the Milford and the GMU boys game, which is being played in Milford right over the hill. And so that's certainly going to be a fun game. I know that got a late start because the JV game was in overtime. So we'll be getting you some score updates from there as well. One other thing I wanted to pass along is that they're taking donations at the door here tonight to get in. If you've been following the local news, there was a tragic fire here in Lawrence on Main Street where a local building burned down, and they're collecting a lot of donations for the families that were displaced due to the tragic fire last week here in Lawrence. And they're going to be also having a spaghetti dinner here on Tuesday, January 31st, right at the high school cafeteria. Takeout is available 5 to 8 p.m. right here in Lawrence. And again, just like tonight, all the benefits are going to go to the families that were displaced by that fire. Great menu here, folks. Spaghetti with meat sauce, salad, bread, drink, and dessert. And all you have to do is come and give a donation. So it's a free will donation. And again, all proceeds will benefit the victims of the fire. They're going to have basket raffles. Everything will be right at that dinner. And tonight they're doing a nice 50-50. If you come into the game, they have a big jar where they're looking for donations. So it's certainly a great cause here tonight. And we'll hope that maybe you could stop over if you're in the area for the spaghetti dinner next week. That's going to be great on Tuesday, again, from 5 to 8 p.m. Takeout's available here at the Lawrence Central School cafeteria. Speaking of fundraisers, we'll be back at it again tomorrow night. We'll be over in Delhi as the Sydney boys and the Sydney girls are there for a doubleheader to take on the Bulldogs. The girls' game is at 6 o'clock, and the boys' game is at 7:30, and that is what they're calling hashtag All for Ava Night. Ava Sprague is a 12-year-old who was diagnosed with cancer in the Delhi School District. So everything that they collect tomorrow will go to help her with her medical needs. And after the boys' game, which is at 7:30, they are actually collecting donations. Whoever gets the most donations out of a group of six people is going to have their head shaved in support of Ava. And guess who? Yours truly is on that list. So I might be getting my head shaved tomorrow night. So if you want to see me bald, stop over to Delhi tomorrow and chip in a couple of bucks, and you might be able to see me with a new fresh haircut. I mean, my hair is pretty short anyways. And there's a lot of other people on that list that might beat me out because they did a great job of picking some teachers that had the long flowing locks, I guess you could say. And I'm sure all the kids want to see their teacher get their hair cut off. And there's two women on the list, too, that have very long hair. So maybe I'll escape without getting my hair cut. I'm not sure. But I just want to make sure, no matter what happens, that they're getting some money tomorrow over there in Delhi for the Sprague family in support of Ava. I was over there today, and they were telling me that Ava's mom has had battles with cancer over the years, so the family could really use your support. So make sure you get over there tomorrow night and watch some great basketball. Sydney and Delhi will have it on the radio, and we'll be talking about all that fundraising tomorrow night as well. The Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here in Lawrence. The Cooperstown boys leading Lawrence 29-25. Remember, you'll save instantly right at the pump with your Morabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself. You can call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Heat
heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sidney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Third quarter just getting underway here. The Lawrence boys trailing Cooperstown 29-25. Here's Mason Weir with the ball to start this third quarter. He's going to step back for a three and bury it. Mason Weir with 18 points. He's having himself a heck of a ball game here, folks. And it's a one-point game. Cooperstown 29, Lawrence 28. 7.5 to go in this third quarter. Cooperstown now going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the black uniforms with the orange trim. Lawrence is in the white with the red and black trim. Here's Jack Lambert outside the three-point line. Finds Christian Alexander on the right side. Good pump fake, and he's fouled by Jared Benjamin. Sold that one well. Got Benjamin in the air. And he went up and got the contact. Jared Benjamin only with 2 points so far here tonight for Lawrence. And he'll have to get it going in the second half. 7:15 to go, third quarter. Cooperstown leads 29-28 after Mason Weir nailed a half-court shot right at the buzzer to end the first half, and then he opens the second half with a three-pointer. Cooperstown will answer right here, though, with Jack Lambert, a little runner in the lane, and they'll come with the full-court pressure. Cooperstown 31, Lawrence 28, 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Wyckoff will get it over the half-court timeline, safely back into the hands of Mason Weir as Lawrence goes left to right. Now for Nate Archibald. Dribble drive and a kick out into the right corner for Jarrett Benjamin. Into the paint. The fall-away jumper is good. Jarrett Benjamin gets it to go. And Benjamin now with 4 points. And it's a one-point ball game. Cooperstown 31, Lawrence 30. Here is Bertram to the foul line. He's fouled and count the bucket. He got sandwiched in between two defenders. Gets the bucket to go, and he's got 21. And he's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play, and that's going to be the third foul on Lawrence's Nate Archibald. So two fouls on the team so far of Lawrence in the second half, and none on Cooperstown. Bertram to the foul line, and it's good. So Bertram with 22, and Cooperstown with a four-point lead, 34-30. Lawrence trying to break the full-court pressure. They find Jarrett Benjamin on the far side. He'll walk it over the timeline, set up the offense into the left corner here for Josh Wyckoff. Wyckoff dribbling, looking for space, back out for Benjamin. Benjamin holding on to it, leaves one off for Nate Archibald at the top of the key. Archibald right side for James Brooks. Little stutter step, Bertram's right in his shorts. Gets it down into the paint, back off for Benjamin. Benjamin with his back to the basket, turnaround shot up and good. Off balance shot, not even sure how he got it to go, but he does. Jarrett Benjamin cuts it back to a two-point game. Cooperstown leads 34-32, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Riley Hall finding Jack Lambert. Now Christian Alexander, deep three, right side, too strong. Ball is loose and a rebound for Lawrence. James Brooks goes into the land of the trees and ripped it down. Back over the timeline here for Brooks, finding Nate Archibald, and he'll travel. Archibald got in the corner and I think just saw the pressure coming as Cooperstown was looking to close in on a double team, and he stutter stepped as he tried to get out of it, and the ball comes back to the Hawkeyes, who are in the black uniforms with the white and the orange trim. It says Cooperstown in orange lettering across the front of the uniform there as Bertram will slowly saunter over the half-court timeline. Bounce pass to the far side for Jack Lambert. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Cooperstown leading by two. Here is Bertram. Step back three. Looked good, but it bounces off, and a rebound for Lawrence. Brooks up the floor. Thought about the home run pass, but instead holds on to it. Wise move there by the sophomore. Brooks with a bounce pass into the interior for Mason Weir. Leans in. Couldn't get the shot off. I think he was trying to draw the body contact. He doesn't get the call from the Zebra crew. Ball rolls out of bounds and will stay with Lawrence. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. They'll say it was last touched after he shot it. It was skimmed there by one of the Cooperstown big guys who was looking for the block. Cooperstown on defense now as Lawrence gets it in. Jarrett Benjamin, a turnaround shot, can't get it to go, and they're going to have a call here on Jarrett Benjamin. They're saying that he pushed off with the elbow, trying to create some space, and they'll whistle him for the foul, and Benjamin not pleased. That's his second, and the team's fourth here in this third quarter. 5:10 to go in this third quarter. Cooperstown leads by two, 34-32. Bertram and Cooperstown here in a hostile environment on the road in front of a packed house. Bertram with a step back three, got it. Oh my goodness, 25 points for Bertram. Shook his defender out of his shoes and just had a wide open three, and he buried it. Cooperstown leads 37-32. Here's Wyckoff. He's going to take it to the bucket off the glass, and good for Josh Wyckoff. He had Owen Kennedy in his way. Kennedy tried to fall back for the charge. Wyckoff just went right up and put home the layup. It's 37-34. Bertram to the rim. Left-handed layup won't go down. Rebound on the floor, and a great save there by Christian Alexander. Threw it off the leg of Josh Wyckoff. Out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Hawkeyes. 4:35 to go, third quarter. Nate Lull with you here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along tonight. We got a whale of a ball game, folks. Oh, great inbounds play for wide open Christian Alexander. He's got four, and he had a wide open left-handed layup. The defense got sucked to the right side of the floor, and Alexander just came out of the pile and was wide open for a lefty. 39-34, Cooperstown on top of Lawrence. And the Leopards trying to answer, and Jared Benjamin goes down as he gets fouled there by Christian Alexander. Boy, the big boy is getting after it here tonight down in the paint. That was kind of a combination of a bump, and I think he slipped at the same time and went down. That's the first foul in the second half here on Cooperstown, and the second personal foul on Christian Alexander. Lawrence gets the balls in for Mason Weir. Shot is off the mark and no good, and a rebound here for Bertram. With 4:10 to go in this third quarter, it's 39-34. Cooperstown on top on the road. Bertram stops, pops for three, left it short. Rebound for James Brooks. He's having a great night here on the glass for being one of the smaller guards on the floor. Far side for Mason Weir. Shoves off his man, gets a wide open look. Left side for three, couldn't get it to go. And the 6'8" Owen Kennedy is there to clean up the mess. And he'll get it into the safe hands of Bertram, who will walk it up the floor. With 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Left side for Riley Hall. Now back off for Jack Lambert. Little dribble drive into the paint. Gets stripped. Ball loose on the floor. Wyckoff diving for it, as well as Mason Weir. And it's still loose. Rebound is picked up here by Bertram, who just zipped in there like Speedy Gonzalez and took it out. Now back for Riley Hall. Gets into the paint. Little floater. Left it short. Rebound on the floor. Still loose and picked up here by Lawrence. Boy, it's like it's a hot potato on the last two possessions. Finally, the Leopards will come away. Up the floor here for James Brooks, who gets a little breathing room, and now back to Weir. Riley Hall is right in his shorts, and he'll be whistled for the foul. I like the strategy here, though, by Cooperstown, as they put Riley Hall, a quick guard who's in great shape, on Mason Weir. Weir is really the guy who's getting it done tonight here for Lawrence. He's got 18 points, and Riley Hall's job is just to chase him around right now. 3:10 to go in this third quarter. It's 39-34. And Lawrence will get the ball in for James Brooks as they go left to right. Lawrence with the ball left side of the floor, right in front of the bleachers on that far side. And here is Mason Weir. Weir at the foul line, turnaround jumper, couldn't get it to go. Rebound, and here comes Jack Lambert down the right side of the floor. Excuse me. Lambert with a spot-up jumper, no good. Bertram couldn't get it to go on his putback attempt. Ball loose on the floor. Wyckoff had it for Lawrence, and he's fouled. 2:50 to go in this third quarter. And Andy Carr is going bananas. I haven't seen him this animated in a game in a long time. He was just after his guys to play some strong ball here tonight. Every little mistake, he is all over him tonight. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Lawrence will get the ball in against the full court pressure. That last foul was on Cooperstown and was on Noah Lifter. And we'll have another foul on Cooperstown as they bring it up the floor on Tyler Bertram. So this is going to be the fifth foul as a team on Cooperstown, and that will be the first on Bertram, so he's not in any foul trouble quite yet. So the ball at midcourt with 2:44 to go in this third quarter. Lawrence trailing 39-34. Lawrence in the home white uniforms with the black and red trim, says Lawrence, and red lettering across the front of the uniform there. Here is Mason Weir on the right side. Weir now with a double team, gets it back off for Kerrigan. Turn away shot from the right side is no good. Rebound, and Bertram with the home run pass down the floor for Lambert, who lays it up and in. Great court vision there by Tyler Bertram, and he just had that one-handed home run pass, and Lambert was wide open. And Cooperstown leads 41-34. And now a steal here by Cooperstown at midcourt. And Bertram will slow down, pushes the brakes, and now finds Riley Hall on the left side. His three-pointer rattles in and out, and a rebound again for James Brooks. He keeps going down in there with the tall guys and coming out with the board. It's kind of funny. Mason Weir to the far side again. Riley Hall all over him. Weir to the left side. Tries a little crossover to get the ball loose. Lost it. Will have a jump ball with a minute 53 to go. Boy, that battle between Hall and Weir has been great. So it's Cooperstown 41 and Lawrence 34. Both teams really using their benches here tonight, trying to keep everybody fresh. It really has been an up-and-down game. It's been a nice track meet. Looks like we're going to have a timeout on the floor by Cooperstown. A minute 53 to go in the third quarter. It's Cooperstown 41 and Lawrence 34. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. A minute 53 to go in the third quarter. Cooperstown boys on the road here in a non-leaguer tonight at Lawrence. They lead 41-34, but Bertram right out of the timeout goes right to the rim and puts it in. He's got 27, and nobody stopped him. They just the Red Sea parted there, and he had a wide-open layup. It's 43-34. Lawrence down the left side of the floor. They find Nate Archibald setting up the offense. Cooperstown still in this swarming man-to-man defense. Bounce pass for Brooks on the right side. Interior pass at the right low block for Mason Weir. Turnaround shot, and he's blocked. Weir and, boy, Riley Hall have had a good matchup down there. Good sportsmanship, too. They both went tumbling down to the floor and helping each other up. Good to see just good competitive fire between those two. That's going to be the third foul on Riley Hall, and the team's fit. And so this will send Mason Weir to the line as he was in the act of shooting on a little turnaround fadeaway jumper. So Weir with 18 points, only 3 points here in the third quarter so far. We'll head to the line. First one is good. Weir has 19. He's having a great ball game. So Weir with 19. Several, I know, Division III colleges taking a look at Mason Weir. Couple in attendance tonight. I'm sure they're watching all the talent on the floor. Weir, his second shot, no good. Jarrett Benjamin is there. Couldn't get the putback to go. Wyckoff gets it back for Lawrence, and he's fouled, and we'll go to the line. And the tall guy is doing a nice job inside for the Leopards, and Josh Wyckoff with 6 points will head to the line, and this is going to be the third foul on Noah Lifgren, and the sixth here on the Hawkeyes. Minute 20 to go in this third quarter. Here is Josh Wyckoff, to the line. Wyckoff gets the first one to go. He went 0 for 2 from the line in the first half, and I thought he really was upset with himself after he left those 2 points sitting out there. And he's doing a much better job now at the line on this trip. Let's see if he can get this second one. Wyckoff settles in and got it. Nothing but net, and Wyckoff has 8. 43-37 with a minute 20 left in the third quarter. Here is Bertram at the top of the key. On the right side, Bertram stops, leaves it off for Jack Lambert. Gets into the paint, pull-up jumper. Good, rattles it home. And Lambert has 10. And it's Cooperstown 45, Lawrence 37 with a minute left in the third quarter. Left side here for Brooks. Trying to get it over the half-court timeline. They only got about 3 seconds left to do so. He's just going to sneak it over the line in time. Here's Brooks on the right side, finds Wyckoff. Now for Weir in the corner. Again, Riley Hall is right on him. Weir gets around a screen, pull-up jumper, gets it to go, and Weir has 21. Boy, it hit the rim 3 times before it went down, and it's a 6-point deficit for Lawrence. They trail 45-39, 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Bertram, pulls up for a long 2, front of the rim, off the mark, rebound for Owen Kennedy, couldn't get it to go on the putback, and a rebound for Mason Weir with 25 ticks left on the clock. Ahead now for Nate Archibald. He gets over the timeline and gets it safely into the hands of James Brooks. Brooks trying to go to the left side, but instead will keep it on the right side of the floor as Lawrence goes left to right. They're on the right wing side with 8 seconds left. They reverse it for Jared Benjamin. A long three in the corner. Got it. Jared Benjamin from downtown, and he's got 9, and it's back to a 3-point game. We will end the third quarter with the score. Cooperstown 45, Lawrence 42. I'm Nate Lowe. Stay tuned for the fourth quarter on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, as we get set for the start of the fourth quarter here in Lawrence. It's a 3-point ball game. The Cooperstown boys 45, the Lawrence boys 42. And they are doing a 50-50 raffle here tonight. So they are announcing the winner right now before we start the fourth quarter. Again, I want to thank Mel's at 22. They're located at 22 Chestnut Street in Cooperstown, serving inspired American cuisine, soups, sandwiches, burgers, entrees, and more. You can visit them today, 22 Chestnut Street in Cooperstown. Always proud to support Cooperstown basketball. They've done it in the past when the boys and the girls have gone to the state tournament. We appreciate them helping us out here tonight. So Mel's at 22. Maybe if you're from Cooperstown, you know, make some Friday night dinner plans, or this weekend, perfect place to stop by and get a great burger. I've eaten there many times, and I love it. So 8 minutes to go as we start the fourth quarter, 45-42. Lawrence trying to hang tough here with the second-ranked team in Class C in New York State in this week's Sports Writers Poll. Lawrence gets it down low, looking for Josh Wyckoff, puts it up. He's blocked out of there by the 6'8" Christian Alexander, and back the other way. Cooperstown in transition. They tried a long pass ahead to Bertram. It was too far in front of him, rolls out of bounds, and goes back to Lawrence. Lawrence boys ranked 14th this week in New York State in the Class D poll, so two state-ranked teams getting after it here tonight. Cooperstown in Class C and Lawrence in Class D. Up the right side of the floor now for James Brooks. Lost the handle. Lambert steals it. Gets it back here for Tyler Bertram. Reverses into the corner for Lambert for three off the mark. Owen Kennedy cleans up the mess, but his right-handed layup won't go down. And a rebound for Lawrence and an outlet pass to Mason Weir. Gets it to midcourt. Lawrence trailing by three. Here is Nate Archibald. Tried to go up against the 6'8" Kennedy. Lost that battle as it was knocked out of there. And Cooperstown back the other way. Bertram, pull-up three-pointer. No good. Ball rolls out of bounds and will stay with the Hawkeyes with 7:05 to go fourth quarter. Nate Law with you here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Cooperstown will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. Let's see what trickery they have this time. They'll get it into the corner for Christian Alexander and back out for Jack Lambert for three. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Bertram. Steps out for three, right side, won't go. Rebound for Lawrence. And Cooperstown has just gone cold here over the last minute or two. Mason Weir has it knocked out of his hands, was wanting a call. Riley Hall punched it out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with the Leopards with 6:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Didn't get the call, but Lawrence will hold on to the ball and possession. Lawrence on the far side of the floor will skip one ahead now for Josh Wyckoff. Wyckoff's going to take it right to the rim. The Dr. J finger roll won't go, but he's fouled. And Wyckoff's going to go to the line. This is the seventh foul as a team on Cooperstown and the first on Owen Kennedy. So Wyckoff with a chance. This is what you want if you're Lawrence, to chip away at the lead without the clock running. Wyckoff with 8 points so far here tonight for the Lawrence Leopards, and he's looking for more here. Puts this one up, and it hits the front of the rim, no good. Second one coming here for Wyckoff, and You know, if you're Lawrence, now is the time to capitalize. You're hanging around. You're down three. Cooperstown not hitting shots at the moment. You got to make these foul shots. Wyckoff, second one, good. So Josh Wyckoff with 9, Jared Benjamin with 9, Mason Weir with 21 for Lawrence. On the other side, it's 10 for Jack Lambert for Cooperstown and 27 for Tyler Bertram. Bertram looking to add to it, and he does. He's got 29, a pull-up jumper from about 10 feet on the right baseline. Makes it Cooperstown 47, Lawrence 43. Here's Wyckoff down the right side of the floor, trying to take it to the bucket himself. He does, and he's fouled. Josh Wyckoff. Where is this coming from, folks? He's turned into a shooting guard all of a sudden and does a great job, takes it to the bucket, and he's fouled. The senior having the game of his life here. Cuts it to a two-point game and could cut it to one here. That foul is on Owen Kennedy, his second, team's 8th. Wyckoff to the charity stripe. Trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Wyckoff now with 11 points. Can he make it 12? And he does. Wyckoff with 12 points, and it's 47-46. Cooperstown up by 1 with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor for Jack Lambert. Lambert finding Riley Hall. Hall at the top of the key. Holding on to it here, trying to set up the offense. And Nate Archibald closely guarding Tyler Bertram. Bertram's going to take it to the bucket himself, puts it up and in, and Bertram has 31. Just did it himself there, doing the work of a man, and it's back to a three-point game, 49-46. Right side of the floor for Archibald. He's in a tough spot, dribbles it out of bounds. Let's see. Oh, he dribbled into the backcourt. He crossed the line and then came back. He tried to throw it off the leg of Christian Alexander, but he went completely across the line and then came into the backcourt as they were pushing him, and the ball rolls out of bounds, and then it goes back to Cooperstown. 49-46 to score with 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. And Lambert is going to hand it in here for Tyler Bertram on the left side of the floor. He's got 31. Looking for more, gets to the bucket, and he's fouled there by Archibald. 5:50 to go here in this fourth quarter, and both teams' coaches are after the officials here for various things they see out on the floor on that possession. That's going to be the fourth foul here on Nate Archibald for Lawrence, and the fourth on the team. 5:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Sean Kerrigan is going to come in. Nate Archibald to the bench. 5:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Cooperstown leading 49-46. They'll get it in here to Christian Alexander. Back to Bertram, who's going to take it to the bucket. Couldn't get it to go. Went all the way around the rim and then rolled out. And the rebound, Noah Lifgren stepped out of bounds, and so it's going to go back to Lawrence. Boy, that one just kind of swirled around the world but would not go down with 5:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Lawrence trailing by 3. Can the Leopards pull this one off? Mason Weir up the floor, trying to knock off the second-ranked team in the state in Class C here on their home floor in a non-league local matchup tonight. Here's Mason Weir, gets down low, trying to dump one off for Wyckoff, puts it up, couldn't get it to go. Same deal, rolled around the rim and then popped free. Cooperstown back down the floor with Jack Lambert to the tin. He's blocked out of there by guess who? Josh Wyckoff, who's having the game of his life. Brooks back up the left side of the floor. Brooks will pass one back here for Mason Weir. Cooperstown wanted a backcourt violation. They're not going to get it. With 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter, it's still the 49-46 game. Brooks picks up his dribble in a bad spot and lost control. Lifgren finds Jack Lambert, who's going to slow things down on offense. Now he's going to step in. Jacked up a 3. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Bertram, who came swinging from nowhere. Pulls it out. Tries a 3 of his own, and it won't go down. Rebound for Lawrence. Jared Benjamin skies for that one and cleans the glass. And Mason Weir will slow it down as he brings it over the half-court timeline in the big Lawrence L. 4:40 to go, fourth quarter. Cooperstown 49, Lawrence 46. Into the lane here for James Brooks, and his jumper won't fall. And Bertram with another rebound. Bertram gets across half-court, bounce pass, back door here for Lambert. Kicks it back out, looking for Bertram at the top of the key. Now for Lambert, right side, couldn't get it to go, and another rebound for Josh Wyckoff. And both teams have gone cold here over the last minute. With 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter, it's still a three-point game. Cooperstown is going to get a reach-in foul here on Riley Hall. And that continues to be a great matchup. Hall on defense, Weir on offense, but a reach-in foul. And Dave Bertram is not pleased, head coach for Cooperstown. 4:10 to go in this fourth quarter, and boy, both coaches are after these officials. And we're going to have a timeout taken here by Cooperstown with 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Cooperstown 49, Lawrence 46. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 4:12 exactly to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown boys lead 49-46 in this non-leaguer on the road at Lawrence. Here's the leading scorers. Tyler Bertram, 31 points for Cooperstown. On the other side, Mason Weir, 21 for Lawrence. And the ball at midcourt here. Lawrence will have it as Riley Hall picked up his fourth foul right before that timeout for Cooperstown. He is guarding Mason Weir, so he's going to have to be careful the rest of the way. Here's the team foul situation if you're keeping track at home, and I know some of you do. 8 on Cooperstown, 4 on Lawrence. And so Cooperstown is going to have to be careful, otherwise Lawrence could be chipping away at this lead from the charity stripe. Out of the timeout, Lawrence is going to be inbounding the ball directly in front of the scorer's table. We're sitting right to the left of the scorer's table here at midcourt. If you've never been to the Lawrence gym before, all the seating is on the far side. The benches and the scoring table here on the near side of the gym. Lawrence going left to right on your radio dial. They have the ball on their home floor, down by 3 late in the fourth. Here's Josh Wyckoff on the right side baseline. Wyckoff kicks it back out for Mason Weir. Very physical possession here. Cooperstown really getting after it on defense. Not a lot of room to work with. Here's Weir. Leaves one off. Jarrett Benjamin. Spot up jumper. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Cooperstown. Christian Alexander windexing the glass there. Back for Bertram on the left side of the floor. Bertram. Dribble drive into the paint. Up and under. Can't get it to fall. Rebound for Mason Weir. Weir with a long pass ahead looking for Jarrett Benjamin. He slips and falls. Christian Alexander is whistled for the foul. No, I don't think there's going to be a foul. I think they're going to say he just slipped out of bounds. It's the second time he has slipped right on that spot on the floor as he looks to go up. And he caught the ball over his shoulder like a football receiver, went to go up for the layup, slipped, fell out of bounds, and now they're going to wipe off that spot on the floor. But really, no foul. They're just going to say he slipped and fell and went out of bounds. Alexander bumped into him and then immediately went to help him up. I think this is a good call here. But boy, unlucky, because otherwise Benjamin finishes that off and maybe this is a one-point game, but I really think he just slipped on the floor. So 3.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Everybody mopping up the little sweat here. We got a few smiles out there on both sides. And boy, the fans are into it here at a packed house in Lawrence. We're glad to be here tonight. Seen some great games in this gym in the past and this year, and we got another treat here tonight. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Lambert. Step in jumper. Got it. Jack Lambert with 12 points. And the sophomore coming up big with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown leads 51-46. Mason Weir to the right side of the floor. It was stolen away, but it was a kick by Jack Lambert, which resulted in the steal. And so it's going to stay here with Lawrence at midcourt. So 3:15 to go, fourth quarter, 51-46 the score. Here's Mason Weir. He's going to inbound directly in front of the Cooperstown bench. Sean Kerrigan's going to come out, and Nate Archibald with four fouls is going to check back in for Lawrence. So they're going to roll the dice. A couple of guys on each team with four fouls. Archibald will get it in at midcourt. They'll pass to the far side for James Brooks, who's played very well tonight here for Lawrence. Here is Archibald. We'll leave one off for Mason Weir. Weir on the right side of the floor as the clock hits 3 minutes to go in regulation. Weir spot up three. Almost got it to go down. Couldn't though. And we got a foul on Jarrett Benjamin as he got tied up with Christian Alexander as they were going for the board. And that's going to be the 15th foul here on Lawrence and the third on Jarrett Benjamin with 2:57 left. So Christian Alexander will inbound the ball and Bertram is going to take his sweet time. Lawrence not even pressuring him as Bertram comes across the timeline. And Lawrence needs turnovers, and they need him now. Bertram to the right side of the floor. I don't think you can let this time slip away. They go down low with Bertram. Kicks one back out, still holding on to it. Bertram again into the paint, right side, hanging little floater off the mark, no good. Rebound for Lifgren. Lifgren can't get it quite out to Bertram, but somehow he does, and then Bertram is fouled. Lifgren was about to lose that ball. I thought he was going to run right out of bounds with it. Just tipped it with his fingertips to Bertram, who's then fouled as he goes up for a jumper. Sixth foul on Lawrence, and the first on Mason Weir, and Bertram is going to go to the line. He has 31. So Bertram here trying to create some separation with 2:33 left. First one is good, and he is almost automatic at the line. Of course, that's the broadcaster's curse. As soon as you say that, they always miss the next one. So we will hope that we don't curse him here, but second one coming is good. So 33 points here for Bertram. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Cooperstown 53, Lawrence 46. Over the timeline for James Brooks. Stutter steps. Doesn't pull the trigger on a three, and now gets it back to Mason Weir. Again, they are all over him. He has 21 points. They're going to make him earn his next one. Weir leaves it off here for Josh Wyckoff, and he's fouled down low with 2:18 to go. Let's see who this foul is on. If it's on Riley Hall, it would be his fifth, but it's not. It's going to be on Christian Alexander. No, it's going to be on Noah Lifgren, his fourth, team's ninth. And so Wyckoff to the line. He's got 12 points. And Lawrence finds themselves trailing 53-46 with 2:18 to go in the fourth quarter. First shot coming for Josh Wyckoff. Hits the front of the rim, no good. Shakes his head there. His teammates, Jared Benjamin, James Brooks, trying to encourage him here with a high five. Second one coming here for Wyckoff. He puts this one up, and it's good. Josh Wyckoff now with 13, and Lawrence is going to take a timeout. We'll step away as well. 2:18 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Cooperstown 53, Lawrence 47. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Morabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Morabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Morabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Morabito.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Lawrence takes a timeout, 53-47 the score. Cooperstown boys on top of Lawrence, and Lawrence has given it everything they have here tonight, but 33 points, from Tyler Bertram. Is that going to be enough to help Cooperstown win their 11th straight? They've won 10 in a row. They've beaten some big teams. They knocked off Class A Indian River in overtime just a couple of weeks ago, so Cooperstown is such a good team, folks. I can't say it enough. Bertram on the right side of the floor. Now finding Christian Alexander for Jack Lambert. They're running some time off the clock. This is a smart move. Lambert with a jumper. It was highly contested. Ball is going to stay in bounds, and somehow Cooperstown is going to keep it in play with a fresh shot clock. Lawrence was just trying to let that roll out of bounds, and then Cooperstown went diving out of bounds there with Riley Hall, and they saved it. So now Bertram is going to burn some clock here. 20 on the shot clock, a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown leads 53-47. Here is Bertram, pull-up jumper, hit the front of the rim, no good. Jarrett Benjamin skies for a rebound. And Lawrence still has life with a minute 25 left. They'll find Nate Archibald. Archibald on the right side of the floor now for James Brooks. Brooks holding on to it here, closely guarded by Bertram. Now back for Weir, far side for Archibald. Dribble drive into the paint, lost it in between his legs, and he's going to pass one back out. Yes, double dribble. I thought Lawrence was going to get away with one there, but Nate Archibald double dribbled in the paint, and they didn't call it until he'd already passed it back out beyond the three-point line. Andy Carr is furious with the call, head coach for Lawrence, but the ball is going to get turned over and back to Cooperstown with a minute 10 left. And it looks like Cooperstown could really eat some clock here as we approach a minute to go. Bertram is over the half-court timeline. Carr is still giving it to the officials here. Riley finds Christian Alexander, and now here for Bertram into the corner for Jack Lambert. Lambert, again, killing some time, 50 seconds left. Chance of defense from the Lawrence faithful here on their home floor. Riley Hall gets down low, finds Noah Lifgren. The jumper, left it short. Jarrett Benjamin a rebound. 40 seconds left. Let's see what Lawrence can do. They trail 53-47. Here is Weir outside the three-point line. Dumped one off for James Brooks. Brooks is going to fire up a three. It's short. Rebound for Cooperstown and Jack Lambert with 25 seconds left. Lambert with a nice little crossover and brings it up the floor to the right side. And he's fouled here by Mason Weir with 21 seconds left. Weir was trying to reach in and get a foul and couldn't get it way in the backcourt, so then he had to hustle back up and foul Lambert as he got across the half-court timeline. So here is Jack Lambert with 12 points, and he'll step to the line and could maybe put this game on ice for Cooperstown. And here comes Jack Lambert for a shot from the line, left it short, and a rebound here for Jarrett Benjamin, 20 seconds left. Weir is going to have to hustle down the floor. Weir stops, slides, throws up a three, it's off the mark. Rebound for Benjamin, back out for Brooks, a three in the corner, no, that won't go. Nate Archibald, the rebound, back out for Weir, a three, gets it to go. Mason Weir with 24, and a timeout is taken with 4 seconds left by Lawrence. Cooperstown leads 53-50, and on the third opportunity, Mason Weir gets it to go. Weir with 24 for Cooperstown, and boy, we'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. Cooperstown 53, Lawrence 50 with 4 seconds left here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
They've actually changed the time on the clock from 4 seconds now down to under a second left, and I'm not sure why exactly they've done this. It's 53-50. Cooperstown is going to have the ball after Mason Weir just hit that three-pointer. It was 53-47. Cooperstown was playing great defense, but Lawrence just somehow managed to keep getting the ball. They fired up a three-pointer, and Mason Weir got it to go. He's got 24 points, so Cooperstown is on top of Lawrence, 53-50. There was 4 seconds left. Hawkeyes have the ball. Boy, now they've changed it up to 6 seconds left. Wow. So they give Lawrence a couple of extra seconds here from the officiating crew. And so Cooperstown, let's see what their game plan is. I'm assuming that Lawrence is going to try to foul immediately. And you're going to try to keep the foul away from Tyler Bertram because he has been great at the line. He hasn't missed tonight. Nate Archibald is guarding him. So Cooperstown is going to have to go the full length of the court. They are underneath the Lawrence basket. Jarrett Benjamin is right on the baseline. They're trying to use their biggest guy to maybe get this stop. And now they get it into Bertram and they foul him. I like that idea of having Benjamin in front of the guy so they can't get the home run pass off. But they foul Bertram with 5.2 seconds left. And this will be Tyler Bertram going to the line. Bertram with 33 points tonight. He's been incredible. Stay tuned for the postgame show, folks. We'll have our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We'll get you our final scoring summary as well as Bertram to the line with 5.2 left. First shot for Bertram is good. Nobody else you'd rather have on the line for Cooperstown. And a timeout is taken with 5.2 seconds left. 54-50. And we'll keep it right here. Cooperstown boys on top of Lawrence. Boy, this has been a great game here tonight. A packed house. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Got a lot of talented players. Of course, talked about before the game. We gave out our MVP, one of our MVP awards. We do one weekly for boys and girls to Mason Weir. And after the game, I'll be meeting up with Tyler Bertram. He got one of our weekly awards a couple of weeks back, so we got to get him his MVP shirt. And that's all brought to you by the Talbot Insurance Agency. Greg Talbot and his team offer high-quality farmers insurance. They're located inside Certified Auto Outlet on Route 23 Southside in Oneonta. Stop by and see Greg and his team today. Car insurance, home insurance, life insurance, you name it, they have it. And they're a great sponsor of local sports here on CDO. And again, Another thank you to Mel's at 2222 Chestnut Street in downtown Cooperstown. Burgers, soup, salads, inspired American cuisine at Mel's at 22. Bertram's second shot is good. Out of the timeout, he's got 35. Cooperstown leads 55-50. Lawrence up the floor. Weir with a shot at the buzzer. Can't get it to go. And our final score, Cooperstown boys win their 11th straight, 55-50 over Lawrence on the road. A great ball game here, folks. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. One last time here from Lawrence Central School. Our final tonight in a non-leaguer, the Cooperstown boys hanging on to defeat Lawrence 55-50. Great game here tonight, folks. It was a super, super good game. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Cooperstown, 35 points from Tyler Bertram. You heard that right, folks, 35 points. 12 from Jack Lambert, 2 from Noah Lifgren, 2 from Riley Hall, and 4 from Christian Alexander tonight for Cooperstown. On the other side for Lawrence, 24 points from Mason Weir, 13 from Josh Wyckoff, 9 from Jared Benjamin, 2 from Nate Archibald, and 2 from Sean Kerrigan. So great effort on both sides here tonight for Cooperstown and Lawrence. Now we'll do our three awards here, folks. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give this award tonight to Tyler Bertram from Cooperstown. 35 points, an easy choice here tonight. He did a great job. So Tyler Bertram, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight from Cooperstown. Next up is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Want to give this one to Jack Lambert tonight from Cooperstown. Did a great job on defense, 12 points, and just did all the little things to help Cooperstown get this victory here tonight. So Jack Lambert is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Mason Weir, 24 points from Lawrence, is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. So that's our three awards. Again, a big thank you to our sponsors, NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance Agency for sponsoring our offense, defense, and all-purpose awards. So great game here tonight. Again, the Cooperstown boys winning 55-50. We knew this was going to be a good game. I didn't quite expect it to be this good, but it was good. It was very, very good. Every time Cooperstown would make a run, Lawrence had a little bit of an answer. And just to see Ty Bertram go back and forth with Mason Weir, two of the premier players in our area, that was a lot of fun to see. So very, very glad to see those two put up their numbers tonight, get their awards, and the college scouts are crawling as I see a couple of different scouts meeting with Tyler Bertram at midcourt right now. I see a Colgate scout over there. You name it, they're here to see him. And other guys like Jarrett Benjamin and Mason Weir, so they're all here to see those guys. Weir also looking at some D3 schools. Jarrett Benjamin's already signed to go to Hartwick, so he's staying local. Just a lot of fun to see these kids move on to the next level after they've worked so hard here. Tomorrow night, we'll be over in Delhi. It's a doubleheader starting at 6 o'clock as the Sydney girls take on the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. And at 7:30, the Sydney boys taking on the Delhi Bulldogs. That should be a great game. That boys game tomorrow night should be great. Two of the top teams in the MAC there, Sydney and Delhi, getting after it. They met in the MAC championship 2 years ago. That's going to be a ton of fun. So also a big thank you to Mel's at 22, located at 22 Chestnut Street in downtown Cooperstown. Inspired American cuisine, soup, salad, burgers, entrees, you name it, they got it. And so a big thank you for supporting Cooperstown Sports and this game tonight to Mel's at 22 in Cooperstown on Chestnut Street. Excuse me. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens, Rob Ray back at the WCDO studios. Again, our final, the Cooperstown boys beating Lawrence 55-50. I'm Nate Lowe. Have a great night from CDO Sports.